I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. State Department spokesman John Kirby says there are no flights going in and out of the Kabul airport in Afghanistan. There are people on the tarmac. The Taliban is now in control in Afghanistan.
In two separate incidents, U.S. forces did respond to hostile threats, and that resulted in the death of two armed individuals.
A senior military official says seven people in all were killed. The Taliban seized control in Afghanistan quicker than what U.S. officials were expecting. President Biden will return to the White House to speak publicly about Afghanistan later today. American University professor James Thurber says you can't blame the Trump administration for this.
The buck stops here. He's commander-in-chief. I don't think he can use that argument anymore. Obviously, he was implementing what the last administration had negotiated, which was not a strong negotiation for the United States.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan blamed the Afghans themselves. I'm Ed Donahue.